bumped Jerry, and we're continuing to make him hold, so he's not going to be in a good mood. You guys ready for Jerry's percentages?
Yes.
You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a f***ing
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry! You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
And Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by our friends at BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from 2 people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online, bestpc.ca. Jerry has an opening statement. Let's hear from Jerry.
Jerry's been spending the past few days watching classic moments in NHL history. Like when I moved the Nordiques from Quebec to Colorado and the Jets from Winnipeg to Arizona. Classics that are making Jerry horny, and I mean horny for another relocation. So keep your head on a swivel because Houston is ripe for a new team and a couple of Canadian franchises are looking ripe for the picking. And you know exactly what I mean. Right for the picking is what Jerry uses when he walks into a bar.
Well, that's not good. I mean, no one wants to hear that right now, the idea of relocation.
No.
He better be joking. I hope that's an April Fool's.
That's an April Fool's from Jerry.
Yeah, let's hope.
I hope so. Let's get to the hot takes this week.
The Blue Jays head trainer was probably sweating through his underpants, expecting some of his guys to balloon worse than the overdrive slobs. But to the surprise of everyone, when the Jays return, Vladdy Jr. will weigh in below his day one camp weight. Not hard to beat 290 pounds.
Just relax, Jerry. It wasn't 290. This guy's he's foolish today on April Fool's, but... That's a take, man. That I don't know exactly where Vladdy was day one. You'll notice that never got announced. There was no shifting of the website weight.
Well, but when does it ever get announced, Brian? When does it ever get announced?
It won't be.
It's announced when it's what? When it's good, right?
Yeah, it is.
So it's never announced when it's what? Bad.
Right.
Very simple.
So do you think after quarantining, let's say he shows up in 3 months, he'll be under the weight he was day one in Dunedin?
0%. It's impossible. It's 0%.
It's not impossible.
Brian, listen to me. I know the body type. You know the story of me sitting at the bar, sweating and wishing the season never started. That is Vladdy. I know the body type. He's just not active enough. He's sitting around. Apparently, it's either his mom or his grandma that's just an unbelievable cook, and he is shoveling groceries in his face like you would not believe right now. There is 0%. There's no more 0% Jerry than that one. It's 0%. Like, are you understanding me?
Yes, it's actually a dumb question. No,
it's 0%.
I have faith in Vladdy.
What do you think Vladdy's doing? You think he's walking on a treadmill 12 hours a day?
No. No, I don't think he does.
What do you think his feed routine is?
I hope it's reasonable. I hope it's better than mine. It better be. He's a pro athlete. I'm a slob on the radio.
And you know, he is hungry. He's hungry.
I'm worried. I'm a little bit concerned, but I'm going to say 35%. I'm going to give him a chance at a little bit more time to extend what he's been doing during the offseason. And I'm going to give him a shot. You know, I want to believe in Vladdy. I'll give him 35%.
Yeah, I'm 6%, but I'll tell you why. Is we don't know, to both of your points, we don't know what that number was. So say he stepped on and it was, I don't know, 265, and they want him at 250. He can realistically come back at 257, and is that an improvement?
Yeah.
Technically it would be. Even though they would like him maybe at a different number. So I think there is... The only, I guess, saving grace and where I'm putting 6% is if he showed up and the number was unacceptable when they thought they were playing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, let's hope it happens at all. Let's hope we find out at any point. But
yeah, listen, I'll take, I'll take Vladdy at 300 pounds right now. It doesn't matter because I know he'll mash, and I know that means that the world is healthy and we're watching pro
sports.
We're back
sports. Playing. We're so back
I'll
playing.
Exactly. I'll take him at whatever.
0%.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mullen.
Austin Matthews will be voted a top four forward in next year's NHLPA players poll. Maybe if he shaves that mustache, it'll help his cause.
Top four next season.
I'll say 65%. He's definitely got the ability. He's got it in him. It's just a matter of just being that guy, that dominant guy. It's amazing. You got to earn your stripes for some reason among people like ourselves. It's like, you know, when you talk, I heard Ray talking the other day. He's like Draisaitl and McDavid and McKinnon, and it's just... I think he said, you know what, he's close, but he's just not at that level yet where it's every night the dominant player. And he's right underneath that, but to make that step, it's a big one. So I'm going to say 65. He's definitely got it in him. It's whether he wants to do it or not.
My only, I guess, detractor of that is I don't – like, he's a goal scorer. Is he a 100-point guy? Like, that's where I think people start to focus on, right? He scores goals. And he's a terrific passer. He's got, you know, great deception in his game. But do you ever see Matthew scoring 100 points?
Yes, I do. I think it's a matter of time until he gets there. I think this year, what was he on pace for? About 90? You know, maybe a little bit more than that. It's not like he's in the 65 range and he's got to find 35 points. But I think it's not so much the number, it's who you're going to knock out that would be my concern. I think McDavid and McKinnon are there. I think Draisaitl will get in next year. So is he going to pass Crosby? Is he going to pass, you know, Kucherov if he has a monster bounce-back year, although he's still having a very good year? That's the only concern for me. I think he's got more than enough capability. Like, he's on pace for 55 this year. If through the first 60 games next year, up until they make the vote, he's on pace for 60 again, that's going to get a ton of love.
Pasternak
gets some. Yeah, exactly. Pastor, so,
like, I think it's a bit – I'm a little bit lower, Brian. I didn't give a number. I'll say 22%.
Yeah, I was asked this earlier on the lunch, and I definitely think it's feasible by all means. It's totally reasonable. I can picture it, but I'm just – it's a process of elimination, and I don't know if he can get into the top four next year. I think he might need a full monster year with, like, a – with a rocket and maybe up for the heart, and then the next year he gets in there. So I'll go 20%, just under you, Noodles.
Tiger and Phil 2.0 will happen before the end of May.
It better be better than the last one, because that sucked big time.
Tiger, Phil 2.0 by the end of May. I will say 20%. I'm low on this. Go ahead.
I'm going to say 15%. I just can't see it happening. They're just...
Yeah.
Where the hell are they going to play? Where are they going to play?
Well, my bigger thing is it's not so much where they're going to play. It's will someone in their... Like, will their publicist call them up and say, guys, not a good idea. Like, not
when
you, the time.
Yeah, not when you have the president, like, really basically saying they think they're going to have a couple hundred thousand people pass away with this, and the worst is yet to come. Like, that's, you know...
That's not happening.
I really just... and it's more to your thought process, Hayes. Like, even if people are trying to have something positive in their life, even if it's for raising money, it's just tough optics. You know, it's tough optics when, you know, you've got a war zone in New York and a war zone in California, and you got two guys walking the course, you know, kind of yucking it up. It doesn't look good, even though it may come from the proper place and trying to raise money. I'm low on this. I'm 4%.
Yeah, I'm 15%. Not even. I'm 10. I'm 8%.
Okay. Yeah, we're all low. I mean, I want it to happen as a distraction, as something to look forward to. Safety precautions clearly at the forefront of it all. But it seems like there's a lot of hurdles that they'd have to jump through. Go ahead, Mullen.
That poser, Roger Goodell, is being such a hero with this NFL draft. But it'll somehow stand pat and go off as scheduled later this month.
Well, this is in the same vein as Tiger and Phil. I mean, now there's a lot of pushback being directed towards Goodell in the NFL that now, you know, you shouldn't have the draft. Now's not the time. People aren't in a position to concentrate on it. You're stealing the limelight from the players who should be able to celebrate and they can't. But that was the case earlier in the week when Goodell sent that memo out and said, no public criticism. We're doing it. It's happening. I think he sees an opening here where it's like TV networks want it and there's nothing else on and the NFL is just going to put up monster numbers. Like the NFL draft will do monster numbers in the States and up here. But I still have to – I'm going to leave the door open to something happening between now and the end of April where they decide to change their mind. I'll say 80% it still happens at the end of the month.
I'll say 65. It was kind of weird. Even I think Schefter had some comments in disbelief that this is still going on. You know, when he has those comments, it's like, did he not have comments today?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, last night on SportsCenter, he was going off, and he is careful to bite the hand that feeds him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 65%. They just buy, like, they're going to do it. They got to do it in their minds, and they're going to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm 50-50. I just think that there's so many things coming down the pike, you know, what we don't know. And as much as we want to, I think it's a coin toss, to, you know, depending on how this is going to unfold.
At least two of Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, and Marc Gasol have played their final game as Raptors.
Marc Gasol's probably been drunk ever since quarantine started, and you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, the big man knows how to party. He knows how to have a good time.
Imagine recreating the parade in your living room by yourself, just spraying champagne all over the place.
Just having a great old time. Yeah. And I'm working under the assumption that Jerry's working under the assumption we're not going to play again the rest of this year. So this Jerry's is taking into consideration that the 2019-2020 season is over. So Ibaka will be a free agent, Gasol will be a free agent, and Lowry will have 1 year left on their deal.
It's got to be two or three?
Two or three are done.
I'm going to say 75%.
I'm lower. I think one of three. But, I mean, man, it just, you know, things could look just a lot different depending if you do lose this season. Like, it just...
Well, the other element I'm considering is UFA status, right? It's not just the Raps and the Lightning.
Right.
It's other teams are going to have interest.
Yep, for sure. I mean, that's what's going to happen here. I think Lowry's got another year on his deal, so I don't think they're going to flip him. I think he'll come back. I think he returns. He had a good year. I think Lowry will return. They've got to sign Van Vliet, and Van Vliet is a free agent as well. I mean, I guess he could have been included in this, but he's younger. It seems like he loves it here, and they're going to be committed to him. They're going to pay what they have to keep him. I've been of the belief that Gasol's done after this year anyway. I think his body's breaking down on him. He's a great player, but he's already 35 or 36. Ibaka's the guy, though, that I think they're going to really try to keep. And he's been great all year. He was great last year.
Yeah. There's going to be a want, though, from outside.
That's the question, is a lot of other guys, because it's not a great free agency class.
No,
and Ibaka's put himself...
They're going to want a veteran glue guy that can score occasionally, be a presence, and that could be their guy. Who knows? That's what I fear.
Yeah, but I'm going to say I don't think Gasol will return. I think Kyle will. I think Serge will come back. I mean, there's a price tag on everything, and if he's going to get too much somewhere else, they're going to have to let him go. But I'll say 40%. 40%. All right, boys. Good stuff, Jerry. Jerry was actually in a decent mood.
Very sharp,
Yeah, not bad at all.